USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden hitting the road to highlight his infrastructure bill that was signed late last week. The White House saying Biden will visit a bridge in Woodstock, New Hampshire on Tuesday. Biden set to sign a $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill on Monday. Gas prices continue to rise in the United States, with Americans on average paying a dollar more per gallon than they did last year. Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton tells Fox News Democrats are hoping for gas prices to continue to go up.
They want gasoline to be $4 or $5 a gallon to get people out of their pickup trucks, sure, or their SUVs, mm-hmm, into small electric compact vehicles or bicycles or scooters or subways. This is the design of Joe Biden and the Democrats' policy to shut down oil and gas production in this country.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
From city streets to back roads, from road warrior to carpooler, there are some things you can always count on, like the reliability, durability, and power of DieHard, America's most trusted auto battery. No matter where your journey takes you, count on DieHard to get you started on the road ahead. Available at your local Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest stores.
Just in time for Christmas, Mike Lindell has dropped the price of the standard classic MyPillow, regularly $69.98 to $19.98. Now, queen and king size slightly higher, but that price includes a free press and pack bag so you can take your MyPillow with you anywhere. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Support Mike Lindell and American Jobs and give MyPillow for Christmas.
The president of China isn't going anywhere. The leaders of China's Communist Party are set to extend his rule again next year, formally giving him a third five-year term as a party general secretary. Ohio Congressman Mike Turner tells Fox Business people should be concerned about China's recent aggression.
Now that we see this military buildup and their more aggressiveness in the area, they just did a military exercise with Russia and China where they circled Japan, threatening our ally Japan. It really gives us all concern as to what direction China is really going and what does it mean for the future for the United States.
And if you're looking to snag some great deals, if you are a veteran, on this Veterans Day, Outback Steakhouse is giving military veterans and active personnel a free blooming onion and a Coca-Cola product. Olive Garden also providing veterans and active duty military a free entree from a select menu Thursday. The offer is dine-in only. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroof. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Over 7,000 veterans killed since the 9/11 attacks are honored by Gold Star families at the Lincoln Memorial for Veterans Day in a name-reading event hosted by Tunnel for Towers founder Frank Siller. He spoke to Fox News regarding the event.
You listen to these names, and I know so many of these Gold Star families. It's just gut-wrenching to know the sacrifice that was made. But America has to realize there's a sacrifice made, and that's why we're reading these names.
Siller is also giving 35 mortgage-free homes to Gold Star families. The trial of Kyle Rittenhouse takes a new turn Thursday when one of the defense attorneys asks forensic photo expert James Armstrong if enlarging images with an iPad distorts the picture.
When you enlarge these images, are you changing any details?
I am not changing any details.
What are you doing?
We are simply just adding pixels to make the image larger.
The defense is using the argument in an effort to prove the teenager charged with murder wasn't pointing his gun before encountering the three riders he shot in Kenosha last year. Week 10 of the NFL season kicks off tonight with the Baltimore Ravens traveling to Miami to face the Dolphins. Kickoff set for just after 8:20 p.m. Eastern Time. That game can be seen on Fox. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.